Series and parallel circuits in HVAC wiring. How series and parallel wiring show up in real HVAC circuits, safety strings, heat strips, multiple loads, and how knowing which is which speeds up troubleshooting. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base. What it is, every circuit you touch is wired either in series, in parallel, or a mix of both. It's not abstract theory. The safety string on a furnace is a series circuit. The heat strips in an air handler are usually parallel. And knowing the difference tells you instantly why one tripped limit kills the heat, but one dead element only weakens it. Read the wiring as series or parallel and the fault almost diagnoses itself. How it works? Series means one single path. The current has to flow through every component in turn. If any one of them opens, the whole path is dead and nothing downstream gets power. Resistances in series add up. Think of a row of gates. Every gate has to be open or nothing gets through. Parallel means multiple separate paths sharing the same two voltage points. Each branch sees the full voltage, and each pulls its own current independently. If one branch opens, the others keep running. They don't care. Total current is the sum of the branches, so parallel loads draw more, not less. The practical tells, in a series circuit the same current flows everywhere but the voltage divides across the parts. In a parallel circuit the same voltage is across every branch, but the current divides among them. That single fact drives how you meter each one. In the field, safety circuits are series. A gas furnace control string runs the call through the rollout switch, the high limit, the pressure switch, and so on, all in series. Every one must be closed for the sequence to advance. That's by design. Any single safety that opens shuts the whole thing down, which is exactly what you want for safety. To troubleshoot, you meter for voltage across each device. The open one will show your full control voltage dropped across it, voltage present on the line side, the other side dead. Heat strips are parallel. Multiple elements between the same two 240 volts legs, each pull their own amps. Lose one element and the others still heat. The unit just makes less BTU and pulls proportionally lower total amps. That's why a weak heat complaint with low amp draw points to a dead element, not a dead unit. Mixed circuits are everywhere. A board might feed several parallel loads, but each load has its own series safeties in front of it. Normal values and targets. Series safety string, with everything closed, near 0 volts dropped across each individual switch and full control voltage available at the end of the string. An open switch shows the full about 24 volts dropped across just that switch. Parallel heat elements. Each branch independently pulls its rated amps. Total amp draw is the sum. 4 5 kilowatts elements on at once, about 4 times 20.8 amps, about 83 amps total. Series resistance adds, two limit switches each at about 0 ohms closed to read about 0 ohms total. One open reads OL for the whole string. Parallel resistance drops, two equal 11.5 ohm elements in parallel read about 5.75 ohms combined. Lower than either alone. Common faults and what they mean. Whole furnace dead on a heat call. Control voltage present at the board to one open device in the series safety string. Walk it with your meter to find the switch dropping the voltage. Heat works, but is weak, and total amps are a clean fraction of expected to one or more parallel elements open while the rest still run. A parallel branch trips its own fuse, but others stay up to a short or ground in that single branch only. Reading good resistance on a part that's actually several parallel paths, do you forgot to isolate it? The parallel network faked a healthy number. Series string reads continuous but unit still won't fire to a switch is closing intermittently or under thermal load. Recheck while running. Tech tips and gotchas. The fastest way to find the open in a series safety string is to leave power on and walk the voltage. Put your common lead on the neutral slash common side and probe each junction down the string. You'll read your control voltage right up until you cross the open device. The point where it drops to zero is your culprit. No need to power down and ohm each one out individually. When you ohm a load that lives in a parallel bank, isolate it first or you're reading the whole bank in parallel, which always reads lower than the single part. That low reading can make a good element look shorted. Remember the amp math. Parallel loads add up fast. 3 or 4 heat elements energizing together is where you find undersized wire overheating and sequencers that stagger them on purpose to spread the inrush. Safety slash code notes. Safety interlocks rollout, limit, pressure switches are series by design and must never be bypassed or jumper to get it running. Defeating a series safety can let a furnace fire under an unsafe condition. Listed equipment safety circuits and their wiring fall under the equipment's listing and NEC Article 424/440 for the loads they protect. If a safety keeps opening, fix the underlying condition. Don't defeat the switch.